Welcome once again to the House of Bob RPG podcast. I'm Trevor, and today you'll hear the new one-shot campaign I game mastered, which we call Chronicles After the End. This campaign uses the Degenesis system and is based in a post-apocalyptic Europe. Our players, Alex, Dan, and Josh, are part of a cult focused on reconnecting with the futuristic version of the internet they call The Stream. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe for more content, give us a rating on iTunes, find our Facebook page, and tell us what you think. Roll on.
I'm Alex, and I'm playing as Theta 9, the Borka Traditionalist Chronicler. I'm a sentient AI who's trapped in a mechanical body.
I'm Josh. I'm a Borka Heretic Chronicler, kind of outside the system and do odd jobs and stuff.
I'm Dan. I'm playing Valentino, a zealot for the Chroniclers. I worship the Stream like nobody's business.
You guys all begin in a briefing room within the alcoves of the alcove. That's sort of like the structure that the Chroniclers live in. Like, this is their base of operations. There's parts where deeper in, higher ranking Chroniclers are plugging in with other Chroniclers and communicating on a larger scale. And there's a lot of like current politics that they're dealing with, and then the larger global politics. And you have your briefing room that you got pulled into out of whatever assignments you were waiting for. Because before you attained this rank, you were just an agent. And agents within the Chroniclers just do what they're told. So you're now have graduated above that as moderators and shutters.
Did this just very recently happen, or?
Yes, we'll say that you guys...
Since we did good.
Yeah, you did good. And
good at stuff.
So I haven't been kicked out of the alcoves yet, basically.
No. So. Which is an interesting thing that the three of you are all in a room.
It's a shutter. Do we tell on him?
The door opens. And a chronicler comes in. His rank, which you can tell immediately by an insignia on his mask, is he's a zero. What? And
that's high, right?
The zero ranks are actually outside of the rank. They have no more points. They are completely removed from the Chronicler's hierarchy. So a zero comes in and closes the door behind him.
Oh, God, says, we're going to get murdered.
We have an interesting situation on our hands. The town that you guys are in is just abbreviated as BV. It's like L.A., BV in the Balkan.
Is this area considered safe-ish?
No, actually, it's probably like, well, nowhere's really safe.
We're kind of safe in our alcove, I guess, but
yeah, your alcove is all right. The Chroniclers as well too, like your footing within the larger community is of Chroniclers, mm-hmm. is that you're also a little bit on the edge because the Balkans are a little bit more of like wildlands, whereas if you guys were more central, like, where the hell is the Reaper's Blow? Reaper's Blow is above Pergare. Anyways.
Gotta get me some of that Reaper's Blow.
Yeah. There's a bunch of other places where Chroniclers are vastly more established, and you guys are actually kind of like...
On the fringe?
On the fringe. And you're actually so on the fringe, it's reflective within the group as well, too, because the next country, like, Balkan has been invaded and taken over by Africa and then had its forces repelled and, like, sent back down to Africa. So there's an oftentimes, like, quite a strong African presence. So, like, in the town of BV, you get Neo-Libyans coming through, and they're like the higher ranking class of Africans that kind of come through, and they're the merchants, and they're the swindlers and the ambassadors, and they do their big game hunting of the monsters and shit that lurks in the shadows.
So is there like dislike for Africans then here?
There's dislike for everybody between every other group.
Okay.
There's just more of a presence of Africans here than you will find pretty much anywhere else outside of Africa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that that's, from what I read, probably the most accurate.
Would it matter as much within the Chroniclers, though? Would they care as much if you're something
that's a good
else?
Question.
It's actually...
Being African.
Probably more to the notion that, like, it's kind of... It could come up as sort of like a... I mean, if you can see past the mask.
Yeah,
if it ever is something that does come up, it may be sort of like a, oh wow, like you came from that country that doesn't have as much lore hidden in its dirt to like plug into the stream. But I think the general consensus with chroniclers is that you're all children of the stream. So it's sort of like, there's not as much angst against someone who comes from Africa. It's just not as common because
I just won't even notice because I'm like socially inept. So I'd be like,
perfect.
I don't like social interactions anyway. So
yeah, and I think all three of you have masks on anyways.
Yeah.
So you all got your barcodes on your forehead and masks, and nobody can tell that you're African unless, like, I guess you got.
No, I wear gloves.
Okay. Well, yeah, they both got their big robotic suits or whatever.
Oh, right.
I also bought
then robes over top of that.
Yeah, I have I have a fur cape too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, it's colder up in Europe, I suppose.
It is.
BV is a town. It's growing in size. It's not quite full-blown refinery, but it does a lot of industrial work where it sort of like refabricates, and then there's a big forge that will melt down scrap and turn it into like, there's a large scrapper presence, but it's starting to run out. They're like, scrappers are really running out into the wilds to try and find more sites to sort of like take material and bring into the forge to then turn back into raw materials for, you know, the world and civilization to build their materials with. But it's built on a hill, like a ravine. So there's like bluffs all along one side, and there's the upper side of the hill that points off towards Pregare. And up there you'll find the upper crest of society. It's a smaller section of the city, and it's, you'll got the Helvetics have a section up there. You will find the Anabaptists, who are like the exact opposite end of the spectrum from the chroniclers. Anabaptists and chroniclers just do not mix oil and water. They hate each other. And so Anabaptists you'll find up there because it's closer to their region of the world. Spitalians, judges, that sort of ilk. You go down the hill through large elevators. There's two giant pillars that come up from the bottom of the ravine up past the second hill. It's the point on the landscape that you can see. Well, there's BV, the big chimneys from the smelting of the forges. And on the bottom part is where it really opens up. And there's different districts, and it's a crossroads, one going off towards southern Balkans into the Africa, and then the other one's out west towards the coast, which connects to port cities. And so there's BV is a very like a lively place. Not a lot of permanent residents, but people constantly coming through. There's more than one reason. There's more reasons to have more than one alcove opened for the chroniclers of storefronts for there to sort of like buy artifacts and the like of, you know, precious things. And Sega's reporting that the chroniclers have just suffered some massive break and enters, a lot of targeted attacks against alcoves, and there's been some loss of life, stolen property, and we're a little short-handed right now. A lot of like the jobs that these, in order to keep these alcoves open, we needed mediators to be there, because mediators are the people that buy it from scrappers. We need mediators to just man the storefront. It's not going to be a permanent thing, but I need you guys there. And part of the reason why we have a shutter here is that we're throwing in a little bit of extra protection on our side to sort of keep sure that we'll keep the store open, because there's just such an influx of people into the towns. But there have been some confirms that it was sort of like some paler activity. Some of the damage suggests like radical Anabaptists, because there's a lot of like fire damage across, but that could be sort of like, you know, spun any other way. But the variety and precision suggests it's masking the true intentions and possible collaboration from within the chronicler ranks, which is part of the reason why I was asked to come back into the fold as a Zero to sort of like oversee the whole lower half of BV and its alcoves, and just to make sure that everything's running smoothly. So your guys' alcove is on the furthest south end of the town. It's kind of close to the, between the stables, the like fighting pits and the garages.
Sounds like a rough neighborhood.
It is kind of a rough neighborhood. It's sort of like the first stop, basically, in and out of. So like a little bit beyond this, you'll find like some like squatters that are just sort of like clanners that are living there, and you know, some old apocalyptics, the bird clans. Everyone's just sort of all over the place, but I gotta jump around to a few different places. But one thing on an aside that I do need you guys to keep an eye out for, just while you run the store for this day, and then you'll be free after this to sort of go on with another mission. There's a wolf coming in. A wolf is a rank within the scrappers. He's going to be bringing in a package for me. I want you guys to make sure you put it aside for me. And he prints out drafts from himself and says, these are the drafts that you will, like, he puts it into an envelope and just sort of like, this is what you'll pay the wolf for. And it'll just be off the books and it'll be fine. And then,
so don't tell anybody about this.
Yeah. It doesn't need to leave this room. Doesn't need to leave this alcove. Everything's fine.
Okay.
So, this would be the time if you guys want to clarify anything with, It's just a day's work at an alcove. Ultimately, I kind of want to just have a non-threatening way to roll dice and sort of get used to the world a little bit more.
I'm thinking, as a storefront, are we actually selling stuff or are we just purchasing stuff?
You're just purchasing. Okay. You're just taking the intake.
So we're like a drop-off point.
There are services that you can provide where you'd like fix stuff.
Like a depot? Kind of.
Or like a pawn shop, almost?
Chronicler services. We'll
just bring in an expert every time.
You can purchase artifacts from alcoves when you're not chroniclers. Like if you go to a chronicler's alcove, you can buy artifacts.
Okay. But not from our storefront.
Not from our storefront. Our storefront's sort of like reversed. It's a drop-off point. It's kind of like in lieu of scrappers right now, but...
I wonder if we can buy anything for ourselves. Obviously, we're going to keep something off the books, so I wonder if we can keep something else.
We'll say you guys can earn...
I got some money to spend.
Or you guys can earn some credits for this. Actually, you guys can all gain... everyone will gain a resource potential. Or resource origins for this, for finishing this. And then after that, that raises your ability to print CDs. So that's it.
That's the general job of watching the storefront. But what about this extra thing about watching this, or getting this guy's package or whatever it is?
That doesn't require anything, really. Like, the wolf will show up.
It's just an exchange of hands.
There's,
keep it on the DL, man.
Yeah.
Just be cool. Be cool for once.
For one time in your life. For one time in your life.
Unfortunately.
Never. Be cool.
Yeah, man.
All right. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, man.
I wrap my fur cape around myself.
All right.
I head out towards the storefront.
Okay. The storefront is like the outside of the store actually looks really cool when they describe it in the book. It's just sort of like a barcode. It's a giant barcode painted onto the storefront. Like, that's how they signify that this is an alcove. Because the chroniclers are like, yep, you'll understand this.
Barcode's the right thing.
Yeah, just use your QR code thing on your cell phone or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
On your eyeballs.
Yeah, on your eyeballs.
On your eyeballs.
Right.
So, there's a couple of apocalyptics waiting outside. Just some feathered crows just hanging out with some wares, stuff that they want to try and sell you guys.
We open at 10. Come back then.
They're,
which one are these?
Can't you just read kidding. Barcode?
Sorry, which ones are the apocalypse?
The apocalypse are the,
apocalyptics or whatever.
Apocalyptics. They're sort of like the smugglers. They're the smugglers and the riffraff. They're the Han Solos of, DeGenesis.
Okay.
No. I don't feel too bad shit talking to them then.
No. But
they'd probably like a good ribbing.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're not that crazy about being shit talked by some nerd.
some robot nerd.
All right, I go on in.
All right. They got some wares for you guys. The two crows show up. They just sort of have, like, essentially like a milk crate, and they just sort of like plop it down. And you guys are going to have to roll. I'm going to see what you have.
Great. Just what we needed, a milk crate.
Milk crate full of garbage.
You have brought us nothing of value.
And then a Scourger comes in as well, too. Not a Scourger. I get them all mixed up. A Scrapper. Just like a regular guy that goes out into the woods, finds stuff buried, and then brings it back in. But he's got
one of the most common ones.
He's going to be one of the most common guys that you see.
Good morning,
take a Scrapper. Number.
Yeah.
Take a number.
So, the Apocalypse, the two of them are sort of razzing Dan.
Yeah.
And then the Scrapper just goes right up to
what's your name?
To Alex.
Valentino.
Valentino.
Yeah.
Theta 9.
All right, let's
are
you
going to help
got.
Other? Are you going to help this Scrapper?
Good morning, Scrapper.
Perfect. I got the weird one. The crows sort of like mingle as they walk back and forth around the storefront. It's just sort of like a U shape. There's a counter on the inside of the U, and then that's the side of the counter that you guys are on. And then there's just sort of like walls into a room. And then like just the shutter opens up the whole fourth wall. People just sort of like come in and go and sort of like look at artifacts sort of recessed into the wall.
Is it like a vending machine? They just put in money and out pops stuff?
Yeah, that's the stuff that they would purchase.
Except reverse, they're putting stuff in and money pops out?
Well, that's for you guys to do.
Yeah, we have to actually like appraise stuff.
And I think this is just going to be an artifact lore. I'm just trying to figure out what it's rolling against. A garbage DC. Dan, do you want to give me an artifact roll?
Sure.
Artifact lore.
Okay.
Just sort of like, I think that's what you'd want to do for appraisal.
So, I don't know how the rolling system
works. So, is it your intellect plus your artifact lore?
Yeah, so that's how many dice you roll. And then...
Oh my god. Get to roll 7.
Yep.
Okay. And no modifiers, though.
Just no, the modifiers are just extra dice. Or less dice.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
29.
Did you get any sixes?
2.
2. Those should be triggers.
So I'm triggered already. Fucking milk crate? Seriously?
We are back to the trash heap. Milk crate.
He's really coming out of his shell. He's so quiet.
You've upset him now.
Yeah. Nothing but the best for whoever we're getting this stuff to.
Your cult.
Yeah.
All the chroniclers.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was 2 triggers. And 29 was the total?
Yep. So let's see what we got here. And I take the milk crate and I just like
dump
shimmy
it.
Yeah, dump it onto the table and I start like sorting stuff.
Excellent.
Just sort it in either tech or trash.
And you got a
good... Or tech trash.
You have a strong appraisal ability.
A strong what now?
You have a strong appraisal, because that was a good roll, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, basically, you're just sort of dumping out a whole bunch of garbage. There wasn't really anything of value in there.
Ooh.
So the apocalyptics are asking, they're sort of like, so could we get like, you know, like 50 CDs for this?
No. No, you may not.
They're like, come on, like... Oh, we'll throw a little bit of burn in there as well, too, huh?
It's burn, dude.
It's one of the drugs, right?
Burn's the drug, yeah. The drug of the system that different burns give you different abilities. They sort of like bonuses and stuff to solving problems.
Will any of these drugs help my like streaming like potential?
None of the stuff that they have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It's just... This is all garbage.
Like garbage?
Yeah, look
at this.
This
is a great box.
This... Well, the box is fine. I can put stuff in the box. I'll give you 2 CDs for the box. Because it's just a box.
You're giving 2 CDs for the milk crate?
A box you put good stuff into.
The milk crate is more valuable than everything in
it. Pretty much. You managed to, like, worsen, like, the quality of the box by putting shit in it.
Well, then how are we going to leave with all this stuff? If you're not going to take it, we're going to just bring it to another alcove and sell it there.
Good luck. I don't need the box. I was just gonna give you money for it, but
fine. They get all grumpy and they sort of like they
they actually
they leave.
They're gonna sell me the milk crate.
No, they didn't. Oh, okay. They kept the milk crate.
Tell you what, I'll give you this plastic bag. You can put all that crap in there.
You don't have plastic bags.
Okay.
This is a post-apocalyptic world.
They're gonna last for a million years.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
One thing we have, it's like a bajillion plastic bags.
That's actually really good. That was why I was imagining milk crate. I was like, yeah, that works.
Like, if we have milk crates, we probably have past plastic bags. But either way, I send them on their way.
Alex, did you want to roll? Give me a artifact lore roll.
That would be 7 dice. 7d6.
We're good at this shit.
Man. Yeah.
You guys are doing the job that is needed.
Okay. 21.
And how many? Did you get any sixes?
No.
No? There's actually some good artifacts in here. There's 2 artifacts.
Thank you, Scrapper. You have brought 2 items of interest.
Oh, that's good. So last time I was here, I was getting, I think about, 200 CDs an artifact. So that should give me about 400 CDs.
Huh? Unfortunately, the exchange rate has changed.
What do you mean changed? This was the last time I was in. It was just like, a week ago? It's just the other
all
past
terms
full moon.
Are subject to change, Scrapper. They are now worth 75 per artifact.
That is the biggest drop in exchange rate. It's worth less than half of what it used to be.
Can you roll a conduct?
Sure.
It's a charisma.
Charisma plus conduct?
Yeah, so that would be 5 dice.
You can get that too.
Yeah, I'm okay. 5, 10, 13.
Any sixes?
No sixes.
13?
13.
Alright, well, he seems to buy it.
Jeez. Nice. All right. Score.
Am I buying this out of my own money or somebody else's money?
You're buying it out of the money that, like, the store has its own.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But,
depending on how well you guys do for, like, your purchasing power, you will get that at the end of the day. Like,
oh, okay. All right.
The bonus was you got resources, and then there was going to be a bit of a payout at the end of the day. You guys will get paid for this work.
Theta, sure. What'd you get? Is that good stuff?
Yeah. Let me check.
Scanning.
Scanning. Visualizing.
You're just using your eyes, Theta.
I was just keeping you up to date.
Right.
You got an emitter?
I found an emitter.
Out of character, what does that do?
It's like a telescope with a stand and a little finder scope above a main cylindrical tube.
So a telescope.
A telescope.
All right.
3 bright stars are targeted by the scope and conformed by a touch sensor on the tube. Now the emitter can get its bearings. The tube swivels, targeting points into the sky. Follow the tube at night. Every 60 minutes, a laser beam from the tube links with the Earth with the point in the distance by throwing a searching lance.
So a telescope.
Sounds like it has, like, navigation abilities,
A smart telescope.
A smart telescope.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Good find, Theta. Jeez. You really lowballed them, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Scrappers are not good bargainers.
Yeah, this one was very bad
bargain. Let's say both times the guys raise their voice. They kind of expect, oh, am I going to step in? And say, oh, no. Nothing happened.
That would suck. You're like, you're a good scrapper, but you're like shit at like negotiating.
Yeah. Man, I only got out of here. So that was what, 75? Per artifact,
and I got three artifacts or two?
Two artifacts.
I got less than I got for one last time.
I wish I could say I have a milk crate to put it in, but I don't.
I'll store it in my pockets.
In my chest compartment. Like, try to swallow it.
Luckily, I don't. And an interfacer. The scrappers call the flat tablets think machines. Supposedly these artifacts thought for the bygones and pulled them into the stream world. You basically got like a tablet.
Okay, so it's a tablet.
But this is stuff that you got for
The store.
So it's kind of just for the chronicles. Going into the,
it's like you put
pile.
It in the books already.
Well, I guess it's completely up to you guys to decide if you want to try and steal from your own cult.
Well, I can just slip 75 back into the register and call it a day. Although I don't want to like come back and be like, why is the till short changed?
An old scourger comes around the corner with a flat pressed wolf skin face on top of his head, covering his face, big, heavy, like, shackles of sort of, like, fur skins and stuff. He walks in, and he's got, like, it's a sort of, like, a medium-sized package. Sort of, like, walks up.
See you packing.
Yeah, there you go. He winks.
Good.
Yeah.
Afternoon. Sir.
Thanks. He shows up and puts the package down. He's like, I'm the White Wolf.
Hey, I'm Valentino.
My name is Theta 9.
He looks at you guys and looks at you.
Shake my
head. Not the right. Normal shot. Is that sort of shit?
What can I get for this? And he pushes over a completely enclosed box.
Well, let's just open her up and have a look.
All right.
Take out my box cutter.
Were there any more instructions than just get the package earlier? Went that all that stuff you printed out for us?
Yeah, he printed out and put it all into an envelope. But he said to give it to the wolf.
Oh, we're just giving the. Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. So.
Are we able to have like an aside?
Yeah, it's up to you to how you want to handle.
I just want to know what's in the box.
Me too. Well, we could just open it up after. But I also kind of want to know what's in the envelope.
I mean, he said it's okay.
That we look at the bar? Oh.
I mean, you just asked and he said
that's
okay.
That's true.
So, let's just open it up.
Yep, I open it up right in front of him.
Cool.
Got to inspect the wares, you know.
Yep.
All right, let's see what we got here.
It looks like it's about a box with like... what did I just say it was called? Yeah. Interfacer. But like a stack of like 20 of them. But they're all like broken screens. Big box full of broken tablets, basically.
But the information on them's probably still there.
Yes, exactly. It'll all be right in there. What can I get for it?
This? I hold out the envelope.
And he's like, thanks. And he like grabs the envelope and looks inside. He's like, works for me.
Okay.
Turns around. The White Wolf disappears as two palers then come around the corner.
I put the box underneath. I just feel shady.
Yeah. So all the palers.
They're like weird underground people, aren't
they? They're the weird underground people. It was confirmed that the attacks on chroniclers were associated, like some palers had attacked some alcoves.
I thought that was a maybe.
That, yeah.
Well, we weren't there.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Just be ready.
Well, three palers come in.
All right, I set up the bear trap.
What, behind the counter?
He just puts it in the middle of the room, right in front of them.
Watch your step. All right.
Setting up a new display.
Yeah.
Merchandising.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. Hello.
They don't say hello back. They just...
Do you have any wares to sell?
They all, like, look at each other. And then the one in the back pulls back his coat.
Getting real weirded out.
And he pulls out a large disc.
Sweet.
It's a... Just sort of like a... Kind of like a manhole sized.
It's like a laser disc.
Yeah.
But they put it out on top of the counter, and they're sort of like, these are one of our very valuable sun disks. Like, this is technology that you guys need. We find them. They're all of ours. But we're just trying to liquidate. We just need some funds to move on.
All right. What information's on the disk?
Oh, it's like a gravity well. Like, it lifts things up. Like, you can put and rest things on
it. It's not an actual, like, readable disc. It's a floating disc.
Well, it's not floating.
Things above it float.
He just... Well, it will float, but it's just not working.
On.
It's not on.
All right.
It's not on.
Can we get a demonstration, please?
You don't need to... You gotta charge it up. Doesn't have a charge. You guys are the establishment.
You have a charging cable?
No, you guys got charging cables, don't you?
I don't know. Do we have charging cables? You have in your mind an inventory of everything we have in the back.
We have machine. 13 charging cables in stock. We can offer you 5 CD for this sun disk.
Theta, that's kind of lowballing.
Yeah, they're like...
Theta, that's an insult.
Like, no, we're not expecting any less than like 6,000. They're like, is this a joke?
All right, I'm gonna do a roll on this.
Okay, perfect.
I want to see if this is actually worth money.
I gotta look it up and see if it's actually worth money.
Is my danger sense going off by now?
Not yet.
All right.
Well, then it's all good.
I got 28 for this one with 2 sixes.
Probably worth more like 9,000.
Oh.
And so they were just asking for 6.
In working condition, though. That's the question.
Yeah.
Now, do we have, like, repair guys? I imagine we must have some, like, tech-savvy guys that could get
Well, you guys could also fix it, too. Okay. Like, as chroniclers, like, that's crafting.
Okay. I think we can go as high as 5,000.
We're already lowballing. Like, we're already taking a hit on 6,000. Like, we
really...
That's
assuming it works. We don't know how much money we have to invest in repairing it.
But that's why we went low, because we're taking a hit on that. Like, we could be asking, like, the 9 just for you to go down into the alcoves and try and find one from an existing paler. But we came out from the caves to sell this.
Theta, what do you think? Is this worth 6,000?
I think 5,000 is worth more than nothing.
Thanks, Theta. He offered 5, so my opinion of your estimation skills are kind of declining.
Increased by a grand.
All right, I'll do 6,000.
Sweet, good. They take the 6,000.
All right.
And they leave.
Another job well done.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Yeah, put it in my pocket. No.
It's a big disc. It's like a manhole size. Yeah.
Man, if we get this thing working, it's going to be sweet. If there's any downtime, I'm going to try plugging some of those...
The box of tablets?
Ones into like a working screen one to see if I can like pull any data off it or something.
Yeah. None of them seem to be charging or... turning on.
That's so weird.
They actually like a lot of sand. Like, there's an unusual amount of sand in this box. So, like, I think you should roll.
I guess I don't feel bad giving just an envelope for this garbage.
I guess that's all we know it was yeah. Just an envelope.
I wish we hadn't actually, like,
don't know what was in it. I guess we could have just looked at it.
Yeah, you need to roll a crafting to sort of like try and fix them.
What's that under?
Agility.
That's a weird thing to be under agility.
Well, I think it's sort of like your ability to like fix something quickly.
Yeah, you're working with your hands.
So you're trying to like fix these tablets.
Okay. We're all rolling for it, I assume?
Yeah, if you want to all sort of like...
What are we...
Well look right, at it.
Yeah, if you're all trying to like... It's like a slow day.
It is dexterity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or no, it's agility. It's dexterity.
Crafting is right above agility. Dexterity.
Oh, okay, it's the same for either.
13.
13 as well.
I rolled a 8.
Well, Zed picks up one.
I think you should just stick to your regular.
Zed picks up a tablet and he's like, seems fine to me. And both of you guys like simultaneously pull it apart and it sort of like is just filled with sand. Like it was just sort of like to add the weight to seem like it was like a heavier tablet. So it was just sort of like boxes
like
full
of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The inner components are removed.
All removed. It's just like
a casing full of sand.
Broken screens and plastic casings.
Is that not the guy we were supposed to give the envelope to?
I mean, he had the same name. So
we were supposed to exchange it to a wolf. That's like all the information he gave us, right?
No. The day goes on.
I'm like, did we fuck up?
Oh boy.
Well, not our problem. It's not on the books anyway.
Actually, could I get...
I try to put the sand back in.
Could I get you to roll a conduct roll just for sort of like general customer service that you've been doing? And same for you, Theta 9. Both of you just roll sort of like general...
Conduct?
Okay. Yeah.
12. I have 5 dice.
Actually, Theta, I feel like you should be rolling negotiation because you're more of like... You're
lowballing everyone.
Yeah, you're super.
I'll give you one CD for it.
Yeah, let's see how good you are at that. And then Zed, I think perception is what I want you to roll.
What's that under?
Instinct. I got 12 on my conduct.
I got 5 on my perception.
You fall asleep.
Zed, what the fuck? Throw a sandy tablet at him.
Yeah.
Explode. Sand goes everywhere. It's in my mess.
I hate sand. It gets everywhere.
It's coarse and rough.
All right. I'm going to go get a beer.
That was great, Dan. Thank you.
It was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
So, Dan, for your... I need to do some rolls against here.
My conduct.
Yeah.
Ironically, artifact lore is like my highest skill.
That's
that,
great.
Is that ironic?
I don't know. I didn't expect to be a shopkeeper when I started, but it's like I was born for it.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't go adventuring like after all.
That's like the story of my life.
Yeah, we should just go be like on the Antiques Roadshow or something.
We could turn that into Degenesis Antiques Roadshow.
We travel the world to avoid getting like shanked
like
and stuff.
Pawn Stars or something.
Yeah.
I'm Valentina, and this is my friend Theta 9.
So,
Will you have one of those like stupid pointer sticks to be like to highlight certain areas? Like,
yeah,
we're just like talking to nobody.
They got special like shock sticks that have like electricity, but you're just using them to like pointing at stuff.
It's Artifacts Roadshow.
Artifacts Roadshow, yeah. Amazing. Through your efficiency, you manage to get through like 9 customers and you actually kind of like get them all down. Like you negotiate them all down quite well. And you have,
flesh beings have a skewed sense of value.
It's funny cause you're a flesh being as well too, but
is he?
On the outside,
but on the inside in his heart.
I don't know. We never got inside of him. So.
No. Yeah. Let's just keep...
For all I know, he is a robot.
Yeah. We'll stay out of that one. But you spend like a total of like 1,600 credits buying stuff, which is actually pretty good.
I feel really bad for buying something for 6,000
like,
now.
Considering it was like 8 people, like a lot of people just kind of came in with like little odds and ends of sort of stuff. And you're like, all right, yeah, like this is an old artifact. We can take this and we could, you know, put it into other stuff. Except you weren't that nice. You were just sort of
cold and robotic.
Yeah.
Clinical.
While Dan, on the other hand, was actually quite customer service oriented and he got through like twice as many people, but
that's
really
weird.
Only
I thought I would have been like half as many because I would have been like shooting the shit with them.
Well, everybody was waiting in line to talk to you.
To sell stuff they didn't want to sell.
Yes.
It's like a guy leaving without a shirt and stuff.
Well, you
the code is a mighty fine piece of technology.
You actually, you were about 2,600 for even twice as many people. So you actually, your margins ended up doing better. So you shot the shit with people even better. So, I don't know.
Gotcha. So how much did I earn for them? 1,600?
1,600.
Isn't that how much money they gave away? Not they earned?
That's
the value of the stuff we got.
That's how much we gave away, and then you got to, we'll have to go through at the end of the day and, I guess, appraisal. Yeah, stuff.
Do inventory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite part.
Yeah, Dan fell asleep. Or Josh fell asleep.
What a great day.
We have Zed to protect us.
A redheaded scourger comes, like, scampering in. He's, like, a younger guy. Wakes up. Zed starts as like this, like, fox is their status. They have like red capes. They're scourgers. That's their clan rank. And he comes running in and he's like, is Seg here? Seg's the Zero Chronicler. Not normally found in alcoves, but neither are you. So we're supposed to drop off something here. There was to be a wolf, but there was an accident. There was a problem. Like, we weren't able to drop off. We weren't able to retract the thing that we were getting for you guys.
The wolf has already come and gone. Thank you for your interest.
No, like, what?
Is there something else we could help you with? Would you like to sell some other scrap?
Well, I'm here to contact Seg because...
Seg is... not here.
Can I, like, did Sig talk to you guys?
Yeah, he told us to give that envelope to the wolf, and we did, because the wolf came in. He had, like, a wolf cloak on. He's like, I'm the wolf. And we're like, yes, you are.
That was not, like...
Well, we don't have ID cards. What do you expect from
us? I was probably a lone wolf. Sig meant an alpha wolf. They're different ranks within the Scourgers. Gosh, you chroniclers are all just numbers. There's no personality.
They should have had barcode.
I was just about to say, where's his barcode?
Oh, you guys. Well, tell Sig that the alpha wolf that he was needed to contact is incapacitated, essentially. But we found a massive scrap site. It looks like it was a giant tower, but it was like fully sealed off. Like, the people inside never became palers, so a lot of the tech in there is like virtually untouched. Like, this is a massive connection to actually, I've probably said too much. You know, it must have just been an old antenna.
All right, we'll tell him.
Okay,
we'll tell him everything.
And you don't have any other envelopes?
No, you're not a wolf.
All right. He scampers off.
That was weird, guys.
That sounds really bad.
Yeah. What do we do with all these shitty tablets now?
Let us leave them outside.
No, I'm going to give them to Seg.
This is what you wanted. Here you go. Right?
All right. So
I'll bring one.
As promised, your sandy tablets
have arrived. One day shipping, baby.
The shutters come rolling down, like hiding the storefront behind a giant barcode as the end of the day wraps up. And
we did good, guys. I think we did real good. Except that thing, the tablets.
The most important part.
Sig.
That was just for him. This is for the clan. We made some good money today, guys.
Sig shows up and sort of like kind of goes over the numbers and is just sort of like, wow, well, yeah, you know, when we get the regular people back, we'll sort of bounce back from this. But the numbers weren't that great. And frankly, you guys bought a lot of garbage. Like, I don't know what the hell that box of sandy tablets is supposed to be.
It's from the wolf.
That is not from the wolf. That's like... The alpha wolf was supposed to be like delivering some prime stuff. He was onto a find that connects us back to the stream.
He delivered some prime sand. Hey, thanks for listening. This episode of The House of Bob was sponsored by Ian at Bowen Island Beers. The music in this episode, including A-Tech, Double Drift, Local Forecast, and I Feel You, was produced by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution version 3.0.